Blog Talk Radio.
God, I just come to you asking you to just protect us and to cover over GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, as well as GQ Palace as a whole, Rich Money, and all of the hosts of the GQ Palace family and all of their shows as well, including the new shows that we have coming up. I also just come to you asking you to protect over and cover our special guest this evening, Prophet Michael White will be joining us as our special guest. Father God, I just come to you, just calling up some names in prayer, just asking you to please continue to just cover them through their time of need. A special prayer goes out to Minister Lisa Dixon, who is going through a struggle right now, Father God. So I just ask that you will continue to just cover her and protect her and just uplift her spirits during this trying time for which she's going through. Father God. Father God, I also just ask you just to continue to just comfort, uplift us and encourage us in our daily routines, our daily struggles. And Father God, for you are in the business of the healing, and there are many people out there that are looking for healing, Father God. And as long as there are willing vessels that you have called and the willing power that you have, then I'm sure that you will see fit to heal each and every one of them, Father God. Father God, this is my humble prayer. I come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to just give a special round of applause for our special guest this evening, Prophet Michael White. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday.
Amen. Thank you so very much for having me.
You're welcome. Before we get started, I just want to take a few minutes out just to explain to everyone GQ Power Spiritual Sunday usually goes from 7 to 9. Every Sunday, but this Sunday is going to go from 7 to 8 p.m. So anyone that's listening from their PC or listening on the line with us, you do have to press 1 in order to go on the air and share your testimony or say what you're thankful for. And I'm also doing our Spiritual Sunday mobile. So I'm in the car as we speak. I'm not driving, but I'm in the car. And we will be doing Spiritual Sunday mobile today. So if we have a little bit of technical difficulties, that is why. I do thank God for our technology that we have, that we're able to actually do it from other locations besides being in our house. But would
Amen.
You like to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Clinton John Michael White. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. And I've got three children. I start a new ministry this February coming. I actually launched the ministry in February, but I start in December. I'm already invited to several places in the world to preach the gospel, and I really thank God for everything that He's doing in my life, because my life has become an instrument for God, and that's who I am, basically.
Amen. And I just want to say congratulations for your ministry, and I'm sure that God will continue to bless you to do more and more things. Many blessings to you.
Amen.
We do have our first caller we're going to bring on the air this evening. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Evangelist Martha, God bless you.
Hi, Evangelist Martha. How are you?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Amen.
We have a special guest this evening. Prophet Michael White has joined us on Spiritual Sunday.
Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you also. Likewise, Evangelist, God bless you so very much.
God bless you. I thank God for this. Let me come on tonight. I do actually got a testimony. Yesterday I went to this event. I guess it was right down the street from my house, and one of the radio people was there from WTOY from Roanoke, Virginia. And I'm usually on the WTOY or whatever. And the girl, the woman said, Are you coming to the event? And I said, no, I might, or whatever. And so I went, and she asked me to sing a little song, and I said, okay, so I did. Then after that, she asked me to speak my testimony, and I told my testimony. I gathered all the young people up, and the ministers were right there, and or whatever, and this was out in the park, so I don't know what's going on out in the park nowadays, but this is what happened, and I was telling him how, you know, I first told him about when I was 6 months old, I died, and I came back to life, couldn't walk, talk, nor hear until I was seven, paralyzed, lifestyle, and they down. Then I told them about the 2 years ago, my mom passed, and I was 13, I started doing drugs, stealing, drug dealing, in a gang, trying to get, got raped 5 times, almost got AIDS, HIV, or whatever. And then one day, the police came knocking on my door, and my dad said, there's no name by Nicole, because that was my street name or whatever. And God put me to sleep, and I physically died in my sleep, and I had a dream about hell. And I told them that hell was real and that we should be able to go to a friend to talk about Jesus. And you could just see the eyes of the kids just like, wow, she's been through this? What else she been through? You know, and the people told me, they said, you need to start praying for the youth. I said, praying for the youth, I ain't ready for that. And God said to me, you're ready when I tell you you're ready. And I said, okay, God. So I started praying for the youth, and 3 little kids, I think they was 5, 6, and one of them was 15. And I was so thrilled because somebody my age that was 15 was going through a whole lot of stuff. As soon as I sat down, I haven't had so many people come up to me and, like, I don't know, there was like 40 people coming up to me and saying, you know what, how'd you see hell? I said, it's a place that you don't want to go to. It's something about that name hell just sounds like a tormenting place. And I thank God, the 3 people got the Holy Ghost yesterday and got delivered from the stuff that they was doing just because somebody their age told a testimony to them. Sometimes, I don't understand why, but sometimes somebody above their age, like 30 and 40-year-olds, they don't understand. It's something I don't know why. I mean, I'm never explained why, but I don't know why. But just to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and just be like, if I got abused, what would that make me feel? Or if I got adopted, how would that make me feel? Or my parents got divorced, how would that make me feel? And just to tell them, you know, I know how you feel, and makes them think that, you know, I've never been through it. But just imagine yourself in their shoes, it just makes you think, you know what, I'm going to help you out. This is what, and that's my testimony on tonight. God bless you.
Okay, I do apologize. I did lose connection. Can everybody still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Evangelist Moss, are you still there? Yeah, I might have lost her. But Evangelist Moss, I do want to just continue to tell you to stay encouraged. You did mention earlier that you did have a testimony, and that is truly a testimony that you just shared with us this evening. So I do thank you, and I do thank you for just staying positive through the storm and just being able to uplift and encourage everyone with your ministry that you have as well. So I do thank you for that. Prophet White, did you give her words of encouragement?
Yeah. I tell you, we live in a world of darkness, and God has given us a mandate to be a light to the world. And because of who we are, we've got a special ability to do more than what ordinary people will be able to do. And this is why we face so much in life. But because God has entrusted to you what it is that he knows you're capable of doing by his power and by his grace, we find ourselves going through difficulties, but at the end of it all, we are always with a testimony, God has been faithful. So, woman of God, bless you. And I promise you, as a man of God and as a brother in Christ, that we will always win.
Amen. Amen. And Martha actually calls into GQ Power Spiritual Sunday every single Sunday. And she goes through, storms. And but, you know, like I explained to her, it's just, you know, it's a test. It's a test to see exactly where you are and what you're doing, you know, and make sure that you're on the right path. You know,
Amen.
Her mother had passed away, and she was, you know, in the process, you know, looking up to spiritual leaders to, you know, continue to uplift her spirit. And it is extremely hard to be, you know, uplifted with everything that's going on in her life where, you know, everything seems to be so negative around her. So, you know, I definitely, you know, wish for her to, you know, just to continue to, you know, stay encouraged. And, of course, we'll continue to, you know, communicate. And if I can, you know, put her in contact with spiritual leaders that can continue to uplift her on a daily basis, since we're only here GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday every Sunday. So I think that it's definitely, you know, great that she's able to, you know, still communicate with someone on a daily basis. So I do.
Amen.
No,
I hope that she can get my my Facebook page and also get my number. And if I can get her number, I can call her periodically. It'll be my joy.
Amen. Well, you can always you can give out your Facebook information and any information that you're looking to, you know, to give out to everyone. You're more than welcome to give that out as well.
Okay. Thank you
so
very much.
So they can, you know, they can still communicate with you.
Amen. Amen. But, yeah, my Facebook page is Mika White Prophet. And also you can contact me at my phone, my house phone number, which is 1-676-6426. That's 1-676-6426. I'm normally here every afternoon at about 8 o'clock, and I'm here until about 6:30 in the morning. And so between 8 o'clock in the afternoon to 6:30 in the morning, I'm here. And once I hear the phone ring, it doesn't matter what time it is, I'd get up and I'd answer it, because I'm always available. I'm always available to do the work of God.
Amen, amen. I just want to say that I am having some technical difficulties, unfortunately. Access that. at, and I'm not sure why. So, okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to try and possibly go to a different right now and see if it's any better. But if I do lose you, just please, you know, stay on the line. Okay, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, I think I got it. I do want to apologize. It has never happened on GQ Power Spiritual Sunday before where the connection is just not good. But like I said, I am not at home. So therefore, when you're, you know, traveling at a different location, I guess the frequency and the service is not the best. But we're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Aunt Dee Dee, how are you?
Fine, hi. Long time no hear.
I know, it's been such a long time. And you know what, it's so weird because I spoke to you earlier, and, you know, I knew that I wasn't going to be home, but the service is just terrible, so I couldn't even see the studio, unfortunately, but I was able to come to a different location, so I'm hoping everything is better now, but we do have a special guest with us, Prophet Mikkel White, so he's our special guest this evening. But how are you?
Wow, everything is getting better and better and better. It's lighting up. It's getting brighter. You know, I just keep pushing. You know, like I say, push. Now I'm team push.
That's right.
Things
amen.
Is, being in perspective the way God ordered it all to be. You know, not as my plan. Well, some of mine, but God is moving in the way it's supposed to be moved, and I'm allowing God to be God, you know, and me being a passenger, and, you know, I'm go with the flow. Sometimes, you know, me as human, I can get frustrated, antsy, mm-hmm. But I know I have to have patience. You know, it's all time-consuming. You know, it's all in God's plan, accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to move in faith. You may not see it from a distance, factuality, because it's not tangible. It's right there. It's right there in front of you. You know, it's always if we can see it or taste it or feel it, then, you know, it's believable, but no, I feel it. And I'm so uplifted, and I'm, how can I, sometimes you can't describe it. It's so phenomenal. You can't really describe it, you know, and you know me, I'm a mover and a shaker, and I'd rather show you
mm-hmm.
as I
yes.
tell you. And if I can't actually describe it in words, then I'm going to show you, you know. You just got to do it. You know, just do it, whatever it is that your heart desire. Sometimes we, you know, got to find our niche and our place, you know, but as I stay in my lane, you know, I'm knowing I'm doing God's order, you know. I haven't quit my day job yet.
Okay.
But as far as other things, you know, like my movie that's going into action, if you've seen the video, you know, God has blessed me with a good production company, and we put together a video that's on my Facebook, and we'll be doing soundtrack in a minute. You know, yes, I'm hip-hop, I'm rap, I'm R&B, but I'm also soul, and I'm also testimonial to where it tells my story and describes me as others may relate, whether it be them or someone they may know, you know, that has lived that or living that, because I didn't already live that legacy. And
mm-hmm.
I'm as a walking test show you, as I tell you, to know that if I can do it, anybody can. You know, coming from growing up with no school education,
jeez.
As I slid from third grade to sixth grade, and back in the day, they would just move you, even if it's a sale or a deed, as long as you were there somehow, they'll just slide you, or they might not even look at your records, they'll just slide you on in, but, you know, a minute here or there until sixth grade hit, and from that point, it was a stopping point, it was a cutting off point, and so many obstacles, as I heard the other young lady earlier, you know, yes, obstacles going to always, always, always come into your come across your path, but
okay.
it's a path that we must walk on, and just keep going, keep going, keep going through that storm. It's going to be big boulder rocks, it's going to be darts, it's going to be spears, it's going to be people, places, and things that's going to always come across your path. And we always say, if I know what I know today, I probably wouldn't have did that. I don't know that, and I thank God I did what I did, or I thought what I did.
That's right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Was something
mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody to ever have to go through it. And if you're at a certain age, we can prevent it. And if you've done it, we can do something about it now. There's
right.
always a solution. So, you
yeah.
know, 2006, I made a God-conscious decision. First of all, it
mm-hmm.
backed up a few years, a couple of years. April 26, 2004 is my sobriety date. free from all my altered substance.
Amen.
That's nothing but
Amen.
God. I never thought in a million years that I can go through life laughing, eating, smiling, just daily basis without smoking weed or, you know, anything.
Oh, my God.
Eating anything. Name it. I had to have weed. Now, I don't have anything against who do it, but for me, I took it to another level.
Oh,
and it progressively got worse for me. So I did the PCP, I did the meth, and I did the crack cocaine. I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I birthed six. God allowed me to still have four. And I thought about that today. You know, I said, God, thank you for giving me my kids. Because I remember before I had kids, when I was still a virgin, I didn't want no kids. And I said, okay, I'll take one kid. You know, a boy to protect me. And God gave me four kids. Although I birthed six, God allowed me to have four, all boys.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a struggle for me. But then 2006, I made a God-conscious decision to go to school and educate myself.
Mm-hmm.
2011, I have my associate's degree in cinema production. I'm in school still today, pursuing my bachelor's degree, and it's not going to stop until God says it's over.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I was asked you to tell the listeners, because you gave them some information, but just explain to them what your movie consists of, because that's your testimony as well. So for the new listeners that we do have, I'm just going to just let you go ahead and just, you know, explain to them, you know, a little bit about Auntie Casey Didi. Explain to them about the movie. So this way they know, you know, exactly what you're talking about. You know, they know, they can hear your struggle. They can hear, you know, how you've overcame everything, you know, with the grace of God. But just explain to them about your movie. And I did see the video also. And when I tell you, my sister, it definitely did. It did justice. Like that right there, when you've seen the clippings, you know, when you've seen the clippings of the movie, and then you do list, you do watch the video, and how the video has, you know, the clippings, some of the clippings of the movie, and just everything that she's saying, it goes hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
And yes, and that's truly a blessing. But tell them about it so this way they'll know. And then, you know, where to find, you know, the clippings as well as the trailer so they can definitely find out a little bit more about your testimony.
First of all, I want to thank God, first and foremost. I want to thank God, to the loving God that I do have, and acknowledge the fact that I do know how good God is and has always been and still is to me. And God has blessed me with a producer, DR, period, Rockboy Records, who is co-assigned with Sony Records Production Pictures. And the movie itself, let's start with that, that I did write, direct, and produce myself before he came into play for the video. But far as the movie, it's about my life, my true story. You know, it's based on my life story, how a young girl can struggle. You know, I'm originally from Newark, New Jersey. And coming to Cali, you know, trying to fit in and had to fit in and, you know, figure out who is who. And, you know, okay, so boy meets, well, girl meets boy at a house party and she gets caught up, you know, little does she know. You know, he was a gigolo, a player and everything. You know, had a girl but wasn't really his girl, one of those types, love-hate things. Ended up having to fight her and then, you know, get pregnant, and she didn't know she was pregnant. Ever, she lose the baby, but still the struggle at home with the mom. Mom was, you know, doing her thing for a reason why there were no food at home, and she still had to survive on her own, basically. And when all hell broke loose to where she had nowhere to go because now she's evicted, she had to survive on the street, and, you know, her best friend, Dad, was her ride or die and everything. She ended up dying from alcohol poisoning. And witnessing that was a great big turning point, you know, amongst other things, in the midst of other things, that she finally turned her life to a program, a treatment center, to get herself, clean herself up, and realize there is a better way. The video was wrapped by to me, she's like Mos Def, a really good bomb rap artist, female rap artist, contestant. And I basically gave her a bio and highlights of my story, uncut, so many things. It might have been 2 pages. And I know that wasn't enough. However, she wrote the lyrics and put it together. And when I saw it, Zing, when I tell you, I looked at it and I cried. I really, honestly, yeah, as a director, sometimes people don't think you get emotional from your own stuff or even writing whatever movie or video that is. But I cried after, you know, I had, you know, proofreading what I was sending her before I pressed send. I proofread it, and I'm like, wow, this is really my, I'm talking about me, you know. Been in jail. You know, Chad, and I'm alive, man. I'm alive. Hit upside the head with foreign objects, blood gushing out my head, you know, seeing people just drop dead in front of you. You know, I'm alive. You know, the video itself, it told the story, and I love the way the introduction, how she prepared everybody, how she did the gestures of the arms, you know, to let you know if you're ready for this here story, I'm about to let you have it. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I need just so much. I don't need you to be cute. Please don't be cute. Please don't be diva. You diva. But don't be diva in this particular piece.
No, uh-uh. This is
a roughneck type female who had to survive. And you could survive in Europe. I'm speaking of the street, South Central Los Angeles.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And
I think that's the key, is that, you know, when you did the trailer itself, you know, on YouTube, that gave you the actual, like, this is what my story consists of. And that's why I say, you know, here on Spiritual Sunday, you know, when everyone shares their testimony, you never know, your testimony could save someone's life. And your testimony was so in-depth, without even speaking to you, just watching the clipping alone, I was just like, oh, my God. You know, like, if there was if anyone ever had a question of if there was a God, looking at that clipping and then talking to you, you have to say God is good. Because that's how powerful it was.
You know,
that's
there are so many praying mothers, or there are so many praying mothers and family members and loved ones, you know, even kids, you know what I mean, wanting their loved ones to come home, you know, hoping they're all right. Sometimes hope they go to jail so they know they get a meal, you know what I mean, a cot and 3 meals in a cot, you know what I mean, a hot shower or something, you know, and people have always told me, you know, how can I get the movie so I can show it to my granddaughter who's out there struggling, or I can look at it myself and figure out how can I help her that's out there struggling, because I got all five of her my grandkids, her kids, that she ain't seen maybe in a year, you know, and I could say is, wow, you know what, sister, I'm going to pray for you, we're going to pray together and hope she come on back home, find her way back. You can find the clippings and the video on my Facebook page, Auntie Dee Dee, and that's 2 I's, no E in the Auntie, A-U-N-T-I-I, Dee Dee, capital D, lowercase E-E, capital D, lowercase E-E, on my Facebook. And I also have a page, Facebook page, is Keeping It Real, K-E-E-P-I-N-I-T, capital R-E-A-L, Keeping It Real, my page. Please give it a like, and you will see even GQ Palace showed the clipping. You scroll down, you will see that. You will see the video, Quintessence. You will see the clippings of my movie, and I'm boosting it up. The video itself, we should be going into marketing. I'm pushing January, for sure February. By June, God's favor, we're going to try to put on Walmart shelf, you know, things like
Excellent.
That, and it will be a for sale purchase, able to purchase, and the soundtrack will be following with it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know what I want to do, because we're on tonight until 8 o'clock, but I also want to, of course, I had mentioned it to you before, and I remember what you told me, but I'm just going to say, you know, I would like you to come back on the air on our Friday show and just to give an update of that's been going on since you originally came on, you know.
Right.
Because, of course, the listeners that's on our Spiritual Sunday is different than the listeners that's on our Friday show, you know, and
right.
shows on different days of the week. So I definitely
okay.
want you to be able to, you know, come back on. You come back on for a full,
okay.
you know, we spoke, so we know, you know. But
right, right. I always keep
on.
In touch with you. Right.
You know.
Well, you know, I always like to, the long gap that I have in, you know, because I did relocate. I'm not even in Cali anymore. You know, I'm
right.
going to university, you know, out here in Vegas. Okay, I'm
yeah.
announcing now, you know. Because
yeah,
I like to bring something to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Well, Auntie Dee Dee, hold on 1 second. Let me bring on one more caller, and then we're going to
okay.
Continue talking to you because you did tell me don't mention anything. So I just been praying for you, and I didn't mention that you have relocated, okay? So
okay.
I just want to bring on another caller also.
Okay.
Kia?
Oh, hi, guys. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. How is everybody?
Doing
no,
pretty good.
Fine.
Just
we have
to today. We had our Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Was our annual Women's Day was today, and you know it was like so funny how you know I invited some friends, and then, you know he took it from a passage out of First Kings. He talked about Reverend Elijah and Jezebel, and he says. Weak man marries a wicked woman, a combination for hell or a formula for hell.
Mm.
But I'm just thankful that God is good all the time. Just thankful for life, health, and strength, my family, friends. You know, I'm just thanking God for keeping me.
Amen.
Just keeping me.
That's right.
Amen. Amen, Kia. And we have our special guest. We're on tonight from 7 to 8.
I thought that.
You know. Yeah, well, Destiny has her, I don't know if you guys have been looking, but my Facebook page has been full of competitions, cheer competitions, you know, and she's a cheerleader
oh, no.
for a 12-year-old, and she's been just running me around so much, and we got the last notice that, late notice that she had a competition tonight that started at 7 o'clock, and when I tell you, it's an hour and 15 minutes away, so I had to drive to get her here. And then do the show from in the car.
Wow.
So when I tell you, I'm going through so, and then I went, I had to park and then walk her inside, and then I lost the service. I couldn't get the service back, you know, with Block Talk. So I'm like, oh, my God. I have my special guest on the phone by himself, you know. So I didn't want to cancel Spiritual Sunday, you know, because last week
right.
I didn't do
right.
it. I got so many messages, you know, saying, okay, well, what happened, you know. So this time I said, you know what, I'm going to test my technology and just trust in God that I'll be able to pull
that's
the show
it.
Off.
That's it. That's
boom,
it.
You know,
because
I don't want anyone to, you know, not be able to hear Spiritual Sunday or call in and share their testimony. So that's been
mm-hmm.
we had a little bit of technical difficulties, you know, in the beginning, but I do thank God for my special host, because my special guest, because he was able to stay on the line. By himself, and when I lost the service, I had to call back, and then you should have seen me running around the school trying to get service and running out to the
yep.
car. It was a mess.
That's
but
how
you know what?
That's
I'm
how
thankful.
I be. That's exactly how I be when I'm trying to find. That's why I try not to go home. I try to park
right.
somewhere to be called because I'm up in the woods. I have to, like, get service. I know that feeling.
Yeah, so it was, you know, it was a bit much, but I'm thankful. You know, I'm truly thankful. But, you know, next week we will go on, you know, from 7 to 9. And, I don't think that, you know, we kind of gave the special guest to do justice, you know, of the full, you know, show. So, of course, I'll offer him, you know, to come back, you know, next week where I will be home and everything will be set up the correct way, you know. But right now, you know, I just didn't want to go, you know, on with Spiritual Sunday. You know,
right.
Everyone, you know, because I'm fully committed to it. You know, it's just, you know, we got to know this yesterday, and here I am today. I'm in the car, you know, when she's in there, you know, doing her competition, and the show's over at 8, so I'll be able to get to see her perform, you know, and then, you know, awards and stuff like that afterwards. So God is good,
it's
and
like
I'm thankful.
Double duty, that's
thankful.
All.
Yeah, so we have, you know, we really don't have to say, you know, much, you know, on your behalf, Prophet Michael White. Kia calls in every Sunday to GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday, as well as some of the other shows that we have, and she's just wonderful. She's just wonderful.
Amen.
She always calls, you know, on a positive note, you know, always uplifting, and it's just a warm welcome, you know, and she makes me feel loved. That, you know, she
Amen.
Actually feels like, you know, I'm going to take the time. I'm going to call Spiritual Sunday. I'm going to get me a free space.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Somewhere.
I don't miss
you know.
I want to hear, you know. Sometimes we need uplifting. Because we need uplifting. I need to be uplifted
Amen.
By somebody else's testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm hearing you say to me that we're not giving our guests due justice. But I'm so blessed of God just sitting here and listening to everybody talk
yeah.
about the awesome power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and I'm listening, and I'm identifying with everybody, because anyone that is called of God, the reason why you go through or the reason why you see the things that you see is because you're extraordinary. You're not just ordinary. When God calls you and puts his hands on your life, you become extraordinary. You're not ordinary anymore. You're not just human anymore, but you are called by God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You're right. Absolutely right. We have Casey, Auntie Didi, you know, on the air, and she also was sharing her testimony, and I speak to her. You know, I speak to her. Not as much as we should, you know, but the check-ins are definitely wonderful. You know, and
right.
she had told me, don't say anything. She had relocated, and I wanted to bring Kia on the air, and then I want to go back to, you know, Auntie Didi so she could just, you know, catch us up on the update with everything, because I didn't say anything on the air, by the way. I just want you to know. I kept that secret.
You sure did. You sure did.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's a reason. It's a method behind that. You know, sometimes you do have to pray. Sometimes you do have to not isolate. It's not isolating. It's not shutting yourself off or down. You know, you have to be in a quiet space, praying to God as you talk to God and meditating as you be humble to listen
mm-hmm.
and allow God to move you in places beyond your imagination.
Amen.
So when you come back, when you come back to the forefront, you have something to bring.
Oh, Jesus.
You bring gifts.
Jesus.
You bring gifts. You bring meat. You bring tithes. You bring a token of your love. You have something to give.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You're not just being a leech or a strike. It's not about being a leech, you know what I mean? It's about standing up on your two hind and not just existing.
Amen.
You're knowing how to walk and live head up high with dignity. Things happen. They're supposed to happen. The testimony is, what did you do to get through it?
Yes.
That's right.
Ha, my see, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
I moved out here, Lavinia, to Las Vegas, Nevada, by myself. Me and my son. Two-bedroom apartment. Nice. You know what I mean? had a little piece of change, you know, and caught the buses out here, didn't know which way was what, but God gave you a mouth, you asked which way you go for what, you know,
that's
looking
right.
for a job, and finally bought a car, what's that, Blazer, a Blazer that don't buy no Blazer. Anyway, I spent more than what I paid for the Blazer. By the grace of God, I was able to trade the Blazer in for me a nice
Amen.
Chevy Malibu. Hey.
Amen.
2004, girl, roll it. Within a month. I ain't even had a little humps up to the Blazer, but shit, I was rolling for a minute. You know, I pushed and I found me a job. I had talked to a lady to pay me on the table, you know. Then I had this other job, and everything out here is far, you know. Got this other job, and Lord, thank God my life has changed, because I was going to have this other lady touch all the walls up in that place. Because you called me a B-I-T-C-H.
For
1 week, I quit that job, but God gave me. He closed the door, he's going to open another one.
That's right. Amen.
Stay in prayer. Stay in faith. I started reading the Bible. I started from the beginning with Genesis. I'm telling you that next week later, a lady called me because I was pushing and I was online. I'm on Craigslist. I'm on everything. Everybody listen. Everybody sight. Pushing, looking, networking. Honey, when this lady called me and I asked God, I said, God, if you can allow me to have me a good, reliable car, because out here, one thing you must have is air.
Amen.
Amen.
Air conditioning, your housing, and your car.
Right, right.
And that was one of the main problems in the Blazer. It had no air conditioning. It was costing me pretty pennies for every part, and it still wasn't fixed. Anyhow, the lady I asked God, I said, please, if you allow me to have me a nice, reliable transportation, I'm going to have me a job, and I know you're going to provide me a good job, and I could take care of me and my son and keep on doing what I got to do, and I'm going to put this movie and this video out there. Next thing you know,
Amen.
A lady called me that following week, by the grace of God, and she said she saved my number.
Amen.
She said, girl, I was looking for your number right now. She called me after her work hours.
Amen.
And I had just scraped up some change to give me and my son some to eat, to cook us some dinner.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Dee Dee, I've got to cut in right here. And I hear the Holy Ghost as you speak, and I hear the Holy Ghost saying to me that wherever you put your feet, everywhere that you put your feet, those grounds will belong to you, according to his purpose and will for your life. I hear God saying that everything that you touch will come alive, because you came from your desert place. Now God is getting ready to take you to your promised land. You wonder why it is that you went through all the things that you went through. It is because of what you had to come to, why
yes.
God allowed you to go through what you went through. But you went through your prison. You went through your pit. Hamasi Kodaramasi Jesus. Now God said he's taking you to your palace.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So I'm still holding on to my job, and I'm a caregiver for these elders, and I love the old folks, and, you know, sometimes they can, but you got to have patience. You got to love
them. Yes, you got to pray for the patience, you know, the patience,
yes.
you know, patience to deal with them,
yes.
you know, but God,
yes.
God is good. God is definitely
God
good.
God is good. God is good.
God
I just want to thank. So you know, I'm out here and I'm going to, you know, the state college, and I'm doing very well, and I interact with the professors, and you know, everything is good, and my car is running really good. Thank you, God, for the brand new car, and you know,
Amen.
Rent is paid, the bills is paid, and food. I have no worry, no worry.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I just want to say that I truly thank you, and I thank you for calling in and giving us the update, you know, because I was trying to figure out, I'm like, okay, well, we spoke, and I understand what she's saying, but is she okay, you know, what's going on? And then, you know, when I spoke to you on Facebook, I was like, all right. Then I spoke to you by text message, I said, all right, you know. So it was definitely comforting, you know, to know that you're doing
yeah.
you know, an amazing job, and God is continuing to just encourage you and uplift you and just motivate you. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for everything that you're doing. And, you know, we're going to continue to pray, you know, for you, and just, you know, for God to protect you and continue to just, you know, encourage you, uplift you, and just motivate you, you know.
Yes.
And keep, you know, keep you hungry and keep you, you know, thirsty for the Lord. And I'm just thankful.
Yeah.
I'm thankful. Yeah. I'm truly thankful.
Thank you. God is really preparing me, and I thank you, Lavinia, for being my sister, my spiritual sister, and, you know, keeping me in your prayers and allow me to always come on air and give you my testimony.
Amen. And more than welcome, sis.
Yeah.
More than welcome.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, I just want to definitely thank everyone, because I don't want us to get cut off the blog talk. I did set the show for an hour this evening. But I do want to, you know, thank everyone for calling in. I thank you to our special guest, Prophet Nicole White. I do thank you. And please remember that you're, you know, you're welcome here anytime.
Amen.
You're welcome anytime.
Amen.
So what we're going to do, we're going to close in prayer, and our special guest is definitely going to take us out in prayer this evening.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. I thank you, God, that we are your chosen vessels, your peculiar people, and your holy nation. God, I thank you that you have called us to be light and not darkness. You have called us to be in a world of darkness to show forth your marvelous light in this world. Oh, my God, we bless you. We honor you. Lord, we give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for every air that is on this station. We thank you, Lord God, for every voice that have went out from this station. God, I speak, Father God, in their lives in the name of Jesus, 100-fold according to your perfect will. For God, thy word declares that you know, we know, God, Father God, your thoughts toward us, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. God, we honor you. God, we bless you. We thank you for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. We thank you for every man of God, every woman of God. We thank you, Lord God, for our leaders. We thank you, Lord God, for the entire universe of people. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that every Christian, every single Christian, Lord God, in this planet, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we would recognize who we are and why we are. Lord God, to show forth the praise of you who have brought us out of darkness into your wonderful light. Help us, God, to live holy, separate, and set aside for your glory in this earth. Father God, we give you praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And God bless you all.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye.